Call to order Board of Works for September 14th. Need approval of the August 24th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Need approval of the special meeting, September 9th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Department head reports, police department.
Dusty Luke King, Benson's Police Department. We recently had our department night shoots. That's one of the, we try to do at least one once during the year where we have the opportunity to shoot in low light situations. And it went over very well. I also had opportunity to attend the fall conference for the IACP, Indiana Association of Chiefs of Police. It was the short session. And had some pretty good topics there, both which apply, and I think I'll be able to open my eyes a little bit to some things in Vincennes. One was preventing crime through design. Talked a lot about the different things that you can identify to help lower crime in regards to whether it be lighting or fencing or alleyways and different things, whether it be trimming back bushes in certain areas because there's low visibility and you have people breaking into certain areas. But it was a very good topic. The other one was online social media and investigation, what leaders need to know. The instructor on that was Chuck Cohen, and he is a guy that is just brilliant with computers. He's in charge of cybercrime division for the state police, and he's internationally known. But again, kind of opened our eyes up to some security features that the department may want to do to protect the computer environment at the police department and some things that we can put in place there. We also, as we've spoke before, we've had our promotional testing going. It is pretty well completed. The next step will be a executive session for the Merit Commission on September 22nd, where they will compile the scores and their next meeting is October 11th, and there will be a posting of the new promotional list on that day. Thank you.
Thanks, Justin. Parks Department.
Steve Beam with Vincent's Parks. Rainbow Beach is officially closed. PSS was in last week to winterize the whole pool. We wanted to have them come in. It cost us a little bit to do it the first couple of years, but with a $3.5 million investment, make sure that we did it the right way.
Yeah.
From a standpoint of the pool, I think it went really well this year. We're still compiling some numbers, but we've kind of given them out. But we've had about 30,000, I think, came through. Once you break everything down with insurance and our utilities and salaries, I still think we did all right. We've said it before, we don't want to say that we're not looking at the bottom line, but we think from the standpoint of having the amount of people that came through the door and their response to the pool, I think it was well worth all the hard work for the last couple of years. Saturday we had our Tetra truck down on Culbertson. We had over 25 vehicles. I want to thank all the businesses that participated in that. I want to thank the UEA. Shirley Rose gave us a check for $250 that we will use for Christmas lights for the Pocket Park when that time comes. We can decorate it. And that's all I have.
Great. Thanks, Steve. City engineer.
John Sprague, city engineer. This will be my last public appearance as I will be going into hiding for the next 3 weeks.
Is that what you can do a side street or?
Everything. I'll be in an underground bunker somewhere in Nevada. Okay, 2nd Street is turning right along. They worked Saturday and got curbs in most of the way. Today, I think they made it down to just about Hart Street. Asphalt is scheduled for Thursday and Friday of this week. That'll be the base and intermediate layers on the other half of the road. And again, that'll go from Main all the way just to Hart. I think there'll be a separate mobilization for asphalt for the intersection of Hart, but they may get it this week also. But that's Thursday, Friday on 2nd Street. Working on the colored brick between the sidewalk and curb right now. So that's basically where we are on Second Street. Milestone is back in town. We did Washington Avenue today with the intermediate lift. We had some scarification milling and transition milling we did this morning, and we have the intermediate lift down today that should be done any minute now. And they'll be back, I think, later this week to do the surface layer. And got all the patching done Friday. I think it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday they got behind because it rained on Wednesday, it rained them out. I mean, I think they're doing the last patch on 24th Street right now. And an inch and a half milling on all the other streets will be starting on Wednesday. So
with paving?
Right, yeah, behind. Milling an inch and a half and paving, and I think 6th Street will be Thursday. They'll mill it and then pave it on Friday. I think that'll be this week. So schedule's off a little bit because of that rain day. Kind of messed everything up a little bit. So that's all I got.
Okay.
That's all.
So, you know, honestly, there's probably never, and I think everybody in the room would attest, we probably never had one year where we've had so much paving and curbing and construction going on in the community at one time. But the end result will be very positive. So, you know, and we're going to rename Second Street John Sprague Way.
Thank you.
Thanks, JP. Street Department, Bryce.
We're still mowing, but we are anticipating season change. We've been servicing our leaf vacs, and presently our salt storage area is full.
All right.
That's a concise report.
Yeah. Fire Department. I'm just going to swear in a couple guys.
Yeah.
Sonny Pinkstaff, Fire Chief, Vincennes Fire Department. Not my time to give a report, but it is my pleasure and honor to present to the Board of Works for swearing in two of our probationary rookie firefighters.
Great.
Jeff Lotta and Josh Trier, would you please step forward?
I'm going to talk to you. Okay.
Mayor, I believe our animal shelter director would like a minute of the stage.
Laura Ariel, Fenson's Animal Shelter. I just wanted to let you guys know and let everyone know we have started our trap-neuter return program. We're focusing on the areas between Oliphant Drive and 2nd Street, and then between Red Skelton Boulevard and Niblack. We have already trapped, neutered, spayed, and returned over 20 cats. So we will be focusing on that area. We haven't been into all of the areas and hit every house with a flyer yet, but we just want to let everyone in those areas know that if they have their own personal cat, it needs to go inside, or it needs to have a tag with their name on it. Otherwise, we will assume that it's a homeless cat and it needs to be spayed or neutered. We'll trap them, take them to be spayed or neutered. They'll be vaccinated. They'll be treated for fleas and ear mites, and the tip of their right ear will be clipped so that from a distance we can tell that they're spayed or neutered, and hopefully this will reduce some of the issues that they're having there with cats. Great. So I've got some flyers that I'll leave for you if anybody needs them.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks.
We will move on to old business. First up is a 10-minute parking sign on Main Street. Is there anybody here from Main Street? We'll just move on.
Do you want to remove that agenda item, or? I'll leave it for.
Yeah, I'll contact them and see what they want to. We can remove it from the agenda.
Okay. So I'll motion that we remove the 10-minute parking sign item off the agenda.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
But I'll check with them again, but.
Okay.
New business, Valley Cash and Carry, the Wig Rib Fest.
We should just make you guys a regular agenda item each week.
Right?
Right.
Liz Romani, manager of Valley Party Supply. It's time again for Rib Fest this weekend, Saturday. The best ribs, chicken, loins that you can imagine this side of the Wabash. Everyone's invited.
Special sauce brought to you by.
That little bit of Hollywood in me. Okay, so I'm here today basically to request the closing of Du Bois between 4th and 5th, just during our Rib Fest. I believe the truck will probably pull in somewhere between 4 and 5 a.m. And basically, I would need some traffic cones to help stop traffic that would otherwise come through, not knowing the road would be closed. And yeah, that would be this Saturday.
Okay. Bryce, you're okay with doing that? Okay. So make a motion to close Du Bois Street between 4th and 5th on Saturday, September the 19th. You want to give me a time range then?
Probably, we'll say like 8 a.m. until like 4, because we should be done by 4 and have everything wrapped up inside.
Got it. 8 to 4.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And you are invited.
For a price, I will be there, right?
Next is United Way banner, Dan Ravelin. I bet he's got dates for that one.
Dan Ravelin, Knox County United Way board member.
in an attempt to maximize the 2015 United Way of Knox County campaign effort. We're requesting placement of our United Way banners across the three city streets for these time periods, starting Monday, November 2nd, through Sunday, November 8th, across Hart Street. Then transferred on Monday, November 9th, through Sunday, November 15th, across Washington Avenue. And then the last one, Monday, November 16th, through Sunday, the 22nd, across College Avenue. And we do have our insurance already.
And Mr. Lavalette, did you check with yourself to make sure those dates were available?
Fine.
And I would make a motion that we approve the hanging of United Way Knox County banners on Hart Street, November 2nd through the 8th, Washington Avenue, 9th through the 15th, and College Avenue, the 16th through the 22nd.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Next is Grouseland's Walnut Grove Festival, Shirley Rose.
Shirley Rose, here on behalf of Grouseland, we would like permission to hang banners for the Walnut Grove Festival on College Avenue and Hart Street from Monday, October the 5th through Sunday, October the 18th.
Okay. Same dates on both streets, right, Dan? Okay. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of banners for the Walnut Grove Festival at Grouseland on October 5th through the 18th for College Avenues and Hart Street.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thanks. Lincoln High School homecoming.
Hi, Shay Duke with Lincoln High School. In preparation for the homecoming celebration, we're requesting assistance from various members and departments in the community. The parade will be Friday, October 2nd at 3:45 p.m. Lineup starts at 2, so we're requesting the following streets be closed at noon to line the parade vehicles up. Do you want me to read them all? Yeah, okay. First from Main to Shelby, then Bus Run, Broadway, Button, Perry, Seminary, and Hart from 1st to 2nd streets. The parade will take the normal route that goes from Hart to 5th to Main to 2nd and then back to the parade lineup areas. And in order for the parade to take place at 3:45, we ask that the street department put up signs saying the parade route should be cleared of parked cars by noon on October 2nd. We also request that the police department help with blocking all the requested streets at 2nd Street at noon so that all parade entries are able to get where they need to go. No one parks on those streets. And then also, I'm not sure who does it, but we always request the ballasts are removed so that we can have access to Culbertson.
Right.
So that the students can line up. Okay. So are there any questions about that? Yeah. I spoke with Chief Luking already.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we were going to do it just like we'd done it last year. So I don't know if you guys have any questions.
So John, in terms of the John Sprague Freeway, these requested street closings work, or we need to modify these or approve these conditionally with your approval at the last minute, or how do you want to do this?
Yeah, we're aware of these, and we'll be doing everything we can, but I'll be in hiding, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay,
so
you're saying go with this as it's presented. Okay, and then if there are any last-minute changes, who will we go to? And
John Sprague.
Somebody has a number. Okay. So that being said, and Bryce, you're okay, and Chief, you're okay with?
Yep.
Okay. All right. We know this is a big deal, and we want to come off well. And
how will I know if there are going to be last minute changes?
We'll plan on no last minute.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Only because it's you, Shay.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to approve the following for homecoming, Friday, October the 2nd. The parade lineup starting at 2 with closings of 1st from Main to Shelby, Bus Run from 1st to 2nd, and also the following streets from 1st to 2nd, Broadway, Bunton, Perry, Seminary, and Hart, also with normally accustomed parade route signs to be set up for no parking. And assistance with the street department and police department for the parade route.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Shay.
Next is Neighborhood Block Party. Looks like Debbie Wente.
Hi, I'm Debbie Wente. We'd like to request that seminary between first and second be closed for our annual block party from 1 to 8 on October 24th.
Okay. So, Chief, you see any problems with that particular neighborhood? Or?
I think it's a great idea. They've done it now for about 3 years.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So we will approve a block party street closing on Seminary from 1st to 2nd on October 24th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Second the motion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, and you're great. All invited.
Oh, that's what I wanted to hear. Yes. There you go. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
Is that promise?
Then you were definitely invited.
Is that promise? Okay. Fire Prevention Week banner. She thinks that.
Hi, Member Moore.
We do.
Sonny Pinkstaff, Fire Chief, Incense Fire Department. To assist in promotion and to increase public awareness of National Fire Prevention Week, which is October 4th through October 10th of this year, the Vincennes City Fire Department is requesting that a banner be hung across Washington Avenue from Monday, September 28th through Saturday, October the 10th.
With approval from Mr. Ravelet nodding his head, we will approve the hanging of the National Fire Prevention Week banner on Washington Avenue from October 4th through October the 10th.
September 28th.
I'm sorry.
September 28th through
that's the week. I'm sorry. Yeah. The banner is September 28th through October 10th. I'm sorry.
I'll second the motion.
Do you have insurance?
let me check with my boss on that.
All in favor?
Aye. So, and Bryce, on that Washington Avenue banner, I mean, that seems to be compromised a little bit with tree limbs. I don't know if there's any way we can trim any of those back or not. I know that a couple of recent banners I noticed that were just kind of like there's this stuff that kind of hangs down in front of those, and I don't know if that's something we can get to or not. Great. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Next is Casey's General Store Bucket Brigade. Jenny Webb.
I'm Jenny Webb, store manager at Casey's General Store. We're having our annual fundraiser for St. Children's Hospital and Research Center, and we usually have bucket brigades. We'd like to have one on September the 26th, corner of 15th Park Street, 8-4. We'd also like to have one October 3rd and 10th. In case of rain, we would have it on any one of the following 3 weekends. We provide our own safety vests, road signs, that.
Okay. Chief, you have any problems with those dates or intersections? And I know we do a lot of bucket brigades, so I'll make sure we're not tripping over each other. Okay, so we'll approve a St. Jude Children's Hospital fundraising effort on behalf of Casey's on Saturday, September 26th at 15th and Hart from 8 to 4, and a similar activity on the 3rd and 10th. And with rainout dates on the 17th, 24th, or 31st.
Any one of
them. Right.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good luck.
Sure.
That should be on new asphalt, too.
You're having fun tonight, aren't you? It's like
okay, next is curb cut request, 1715 Washington Avenue. Larry Hoffman. This isn't Larry.
This is part of the
Eric Frederick, Frederick Construction. I'm here on behalf of Larry Hoffman. I'm the contractor going to work for Larry Hoffman. We recently did a gravel parking lot for the front of Larry Hoffman's little store on Washington Avenue. I believe the address is 1711. It's a little wooden style building, kind of rustic looking. The curb cut that he's requesting, the sidewalk's busted, and he's wanting to rip it out and do a actual drive there. That way it connects the road to the gravel parking lot that we did. And the curb is actually, there is no curb there, really. That's why he's wanting the whole driveway done. So
And this is a private residence, or this is a business?
This is a business.
So what kind of business is it?
I think he's going to do a sandwich shop, I believe. Like a... I honestly don't know. It's nothing right now.
But it is for a business.
Too. Yes.
Okay.
And you've been to Phil's office and...
Yes, he has. I think he's looked at it, done everything other than he just couldn't be here tonight.
Okay.
Okay,
so we have a diagram and everything here. So.
I think he told me that just like an hour and a half ago. So I just last minute, and I'm just doing this kind of as a favor, and
The normal hazing will not take place. okay, so we're with Mr. Sprague's approval. Chief, you don't see any problems with this from a traffic perspective or anything, and I mean it looks.
I would say as long as I know Phil checks up on that pretty good.
Right.
Right. Exactly where it was.
I mean, that's a pretty good diagram here of where it is. So.
I think it's right at the end of, is it Emerson that ties in?
The building is kind of set back. It's hard
to it's right off the back, and then.
I believe so. Yeah. I believe so. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Right. Right.
Rustic looking and
okay. All right. So, but it's an appropriate place to make a curb cut. That's the important part. So, we're going to approve Mr. Sprague's final approval, the curb cut at 1715 Washington Avenue for Larry Hoffman.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for filling in.
Next is
I think John has something for you to sign.
Yeah.
Mr. Frederick. You're coming back again?
Yeah.
Really?
I just want to make sure and check Sunny Pink staff, Chief of the Fire Department, on that last one, on the curb cut, I believe we have a fire hydrant located right close to the area where the curb cut is going to take place. If that is the case, I would like to see, depending on where the drive is going to go in, make sure that hydrant stays protected with maybe a pole or something there.
Okay.
Because that is a very vital fire hydrant.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Next is pavilion rental for wedding and reception, Janet Davis.
Mrs. Mayor, she couldn't be here, but she has a form agreement filled out in her package.
Okay, I see that. That's this, not 16, but 15. This is a shotgun.
I assume it's available and everything's good. The insurance and...
She'll have the insurance.
Okay.
Well, we wish this couple well. So we're going to... approve the rental agreement for Janet Davis for the use of the pavilion on October 4th of 2015 from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is Red Skelton Festival street closure request and grant.
This is a 2016.
No, this is 15.
And I'm with the Red Skelton Museum. However, this request has nothing to do with Red Skelton.
Okay.
I'm just the spokesperson here. This is for a festival that will be benefiting NVIN, and it's a collaborative effort between the VTB and the art galleries downtown, of which I have nothing to do with either one, but I'm here talking about it.
Okay.
And I have to apologize. The paper that you got that describes the event was... I inadvertently sent the wrong one to Shiloh, who sent the wrong one to Dan Ravelette.
This
so there
is
was a more specific...
This is Autumn on Main Street.
Autumn on Main Street.
Okay.
And this is correct with the festival information, but I had one with more specific street closure information.
Okay.
So let me just go over that. This is going to be very similar to the festival that we did in June with the vintage cars on Main Street, and the art galleries will be open. There will be... bands and food trucks also on Main Street. The only difference with this festival is we're going to do a craft beer and wine tasting. So we're going to have an excise permit with a roped off area in the street in front of the Pantheon is what we'd like to do.
Okay.
And so there'll be some craft beer and wine tasting in that area. And so we are requesting that the streets be closed from 6th Street to 1st Street. And it's fine if they're closed like it was last time, where just they're closed in little sections and the cross streets are open. That works fine for this festival. And then
so the Main Street will be closed per block, but
per block from 6th to 1st, and then we'll park cars from the side streets, will come in to the vintage cars, will park along the streets, and then we'll have food trucks and bands in various streets along the way down there. We'd also like to request the closure or the opening of the pocket park bathrooms for that evening.
Okay.
And we would like the streets to be closed to through traffic beginning at 4 p.m. because the actual time of the festival is 5 to 8. So the streets would be closed from 4 to 9. And
4 to 9, okay.
The last time we did this, we had difficulty with a few cars that had been there for a long time and didn't know they couldn't be there. So we'd like to get signs in advance letting people know that the streets will be closed at that time and they'll need to move their cars.
So does Bryce take care of that? Okay.
And then the other thing is if we could possibly have a trash truck somewhere nearby.
We are with that as well. Okay. Okie dokie. Okay, so we're going to make a motion to close.
And that, this is Friday, October 9th.
Got it. We're going to make a motion to close Main Street intermittently, I guess I should say, from 1st to 6th. For the Autumn on Main Street event from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. With an accompanying request to have pocket park restrooms open for the event and signs on the various streets to indicate the closure and also the use of the city trash truck.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ann.
Thanks.
Next is road closure request, Ryan Kearns. That looks like
JP. Ryan called and said he couldn't make it, so I said I'd step in on his behalf. Requesting to close Chestnut. They're putting in a sanitary sewer line across the road.
Okay.
So they want to close Chestnut for one day in front of the new science building that's going in.
Okay.
Near Indianapolis Avenue.
Okay.
For one day.
All right, so we're going to make a motion to approve the closing of Chestnut Street at 1301 Chestnut on or shortly after October 19th, 2015 for the installation of a sewer line.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I want to go back to old business.
Past 30 minutes, you know this.
I know it, but we have to go back to old business because I just noticed in our packet we've got an email from Bill Steiniger. Factions about the 10-minute parking. They've checked with the neighbors.
Okay. That's old?
This is just the original one that...
Okay, so we don't need to do anything.
We won't do anything.
Okay, good.
Okay. The motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We are adjourned.